Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name's Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, how is everyone doing today? I hope you consider yourself blessed. I know I do. I was able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that, I consider a blessed day. Today's just one of those days where I just don't feel that great. I don't know what it is. I woke up just a tad too early. I didn't wake up due to an alarm. I just woke up. And it was just a tad too early. I don't feel like I'm going to have a seizure. I'm not having any auras or anything like that. I've taken my medication. But it's just one of those blah days. And I just hate these days. Because I never know if it's going to be one of those days where an aura sneaks up on me. I was talking to a friend of mine, and we went back through my blog, and we noticed that it's been almost 6 months since I've had my last seizure. It's been a long time since I've reached the 6 month mark and not had any seizures. This is definitely a big step for me. I don't know if it's due to the medication change or if it's due to the change in the settings to my VNS, but all I know is I'm happy. I'm happy that I haven't had a big seizure in 6 months, or it's been close to five. But no matter what, always, and for the rest of my life, ever since that first seizure, every weird feeling that I get from here on out, I'm always going to be afraid there's another seizure coming right around the corner. And that's something I feel I'm going to be cursed with, and I'm going to have to live through, and I'm going to have to force myself to live with every blah day that I find myself facing. A day like this, where I wake up and I just don't feel good and I wonder, you know, is today the day? But no matter what, I get up and I face it. And I go about my regular routine, which is putting out a podcast, taking care of my cat, taking care of my medication, and just going on about my regular day. These are the hard days. Because I never know if one is around the corner. I pray that it's not, but I just never know. So if you tune in regularly and you know these struggles that I have, these struggles that I have to deal with, just keep me in your prayers. And if I'm already in your prayers, just know something's working. Something is definitely working. Because again, I say I haven't had a big seizure in pushing 5 months, and I hope I never have another one. This morning is a little chilly. I almost had a cup of coffee, but I decided against it. I'm having my usual Great Value Peach Mango caffeinated energy beverage, and it's doing what it's supposed to do. It's woke me up, and it's got me in front of the microphone, and it's got me doing a podcast, and I'm definitely going to try to get out I've already put out a halfway decent rant, but I'm going to try to find some good news to share, because just the way the world is today, we all need a little bit of good news. So, let's look. Let's see if we can find some good news. Because we could all use a little bit of good news to brighten our day up. Let's see what we can find. I used to have a lot of trouble sleeping, but over the past 13 years, I've developed a very good sleep routine. So this right here is good news for me. Maybe it's good news for you also. Adults with the healthiest sleep patterns, those who are morning risers, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a day with no frequent insomnia, experienced a 42% reduction in the risk of heart failure compared to those with unhealthy sleep patterns. And this remains the case regardless of other risk factors, according to new research published by the American Heart Association in the journal Circulation. Heart failure affects more than 26 million people, and emerging evidence indicates sleep problems may play a role in the development of heart failure. This observational study described healthy sleep patterns as early rising in the morning, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a day, and having no frequent insomnia, snoring, or excessive daytime sleepiness. It included data on 408,802 UK participants aged 37 to 73 who were recruited between 2006 and 2010. Incidence of heart failure was collected until 2019, with researchers recording 5,221 cases of heart failure during a median follow-up of 10 years. After collecting data through touchscreen questionnaires, researchers analyzed sleep quality and overall sleep patterns, including whether the participant was a night owl and if they were likely to unintentionally doze off or fall asleep during the daytime. The healthy sleep score we created was based on the scoring of these five sleep behaviors, said Lou Key, MD, PhD, corresponding author and professor of epidemiology and director of the Obesity Research Center at Tulane University in New Orleans. Our findings highlight the importance of improving overall sleep patterns to help prevent heart failure. After adjusting for diabetes, hypertension, medication use, genetic variations, and other covariates, participants with the healthiest sleep pattern had a 42% reduction in the risk of heart failure compared to people with an unhealthy sleep pattern. They also found the risk of heart failure was independently associated and 8% lower in early risers, 12% lower in those who slept 7 to 8 hours daily, 17% lower in those who did not have frequent insomnia, and 34% lower in those reporting no daytime sleepiness. The researchers noted other unmeasured or unknown adjustments may have also influenced the findings, but the study's strengths include its novelty, prospective study design, and large sample size. Funding came from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute and the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases of the National Institutes of Health, along with the Boston Obesity Nutrition Research Center. I'm happy with this report because I find myself to be an early riser. I sleep 7 to 8 hours daily. I do not have frequent insomnia, and I do not have any daytime sleepiness. So my chances of heart failure due to lack of sleep or trouble sleeping are definitely down. So this is good news to me. Maybe it's good news to you also. Let's see if we can find some more good news. Staying on the subject of sleep, here are 10 tips to help you get a better night's sleep. It is actually a long article, but I'm trying to stay within my 13 to 15 minute time limit here, so I'm just going to cover the high points of it. Tip number one, keep your room like outer space, cold and dark. Number two, clean up your room. Number three, avoid blue light. Number four, find your extra special mattress. Number five, spend part of your day like a hunter-gatherer. Number six, take note of your coffee consumption. Number seven, stick to a sleep schedule. Number eight, ignore your text tones. Number nine, make your bedroom the most quiet room in the house. And number 10, take supplements, not Ambien. We could all use a good night's sleep, or even a better night's sleep. So one or more of these 10 tips might just help you get a better night's sleep. Let's move on and cover some celebrity birthdays. TV personality Robin Roberts turns 60. Actor Oded Fehr turns 50. Actress Kelly Brook turns 41. Nicole Snooki Polizzi turns 33. And singer Miley Cyrus turns 28. Here's wishing them all a happy birthday. Well, if nothing else, I got out another rant today, along with some good news that'll maybe help us all get a better night's sleep, and some celebrity birthdays. I just thank you for tuning in. Now I've got to go pick up some medicine from the pharmacy, and I'm thinking about going to get a haircut. I could really use a haircut. I'm starting to get a little shaggy. So that's going to be the rest of my day. Just know, as long as I'm feeling well, I'll put out another rant, some good news, and maybe some celebrity birthdays tomorrow. Just know, I appreciate you tuning in. So thank you, and have a blessed day.